Well, we promised a little discussion about AI and kind of open AI so that you really understand it a little bit better, because artificial intelligence, AI, is rapidly transforming society by shifting from a specialized tool to an integrated algorithmified, and that's a big word for me, system that influences daily life, economic structures, and industrial operations across all gamuts. It's going to affect all of us, and it's moving at breakneck speed. So I thought I'd reach out to a dear friend and a partner of mine that knows a little bit about this, and I've seen him kind of go through the machinations of being someone that really didn't know anything about AI to becoming kind of like an AI expert. And our next best guest spent over two decades as a congressional chief of staff, statewide campaign manager, and political spokesman. He's been involved with me for many years, and you may have even seen him on CNN, Fox News, and Court TV. And now he's using AI and AI tools to transform his business and his life in some ways. His name is Randall Thompson. He's the founder of Pulse Communications and the co-creator of One Campaign AI that will be launching soon. It's a platform bringing professional-grade AI-powered campaign tools to candidates as well as campaigns across our country. And Randall recently built, are you ready for this? He recently built a team of six artificial intelligence agents. These are like personal secretaries that do your work on OpenClaw, and he'll explain what OpenClaw is in a moment here, but to transform how he does business. And Randall, it is so great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, Rocky. Great to be here.
Awesome. So, Randall, AI has been moving at breakneck speed. What's happened in just the last month that people should be paying really close attention to?
Well, I mean, in order to understand the last month, you got to kind of understand the overall field, the playing field of what we're dealing with. You have three major companies out there. You have Anthropic, you have OpenAI, and you have Google. And they're all in kind of this arms race, right? They're all trying to achieve what they call AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. It's kind of the hypothetical AI system that can understand, learn, and apply knowledge across any intellectual task a human can do. So you kind of do that on a scale of 1 to 100, right? How close are we getting to AGI? And most of the industry professionals say that we'll probably get there early 2027 into 2028. There's 95% chance we'll hit 100% AGI by then. Elon Musk, you'll see that he talks a lot about it on Twitter, and he says that it's called singularity. Singularity is what happens after AGI arrives. It's the theoretical point where AGI and AI become smart enough to improve itself, which then triggers a runaway cycle of intelligence that goes so fast that human civilization fundamentally changes in ways we can't predict or comprehend. And that's what freaks everybody out, right? So we're not there yet. But just within the last 30 days, when you go into ChatGPT, or when you go into Claude, or when you go into Gemini, which are the main AI models that people use out there, most people all just use ChatGPT. It's one single session. So you open it up, you ask it a question, it gives you an answer, you close it down. It doesn't remember what happened from session to session. And in the last month, there's this thing called OpenClaw that has come in that has an LLM. It's called a long language model, which means now you can have those sessions over and over and over and provide it context about your life, about your goals, about your dreams, about your needs, about your wants, and it doesn't forget. It stays open from session to session to session to session and refers back and remembers and learns from itself. And that is the thing that has the AI industry up in arms right now about all the possibilities that are happening until we get to AGI of how this can be implemented both personally and in business.
Listen, you've just talked a little bit about the OpenClaw. So you've built something called OpenClaw, a multi-agent AI system, kind of like personal secretaries, I guess, that do work, that actually are doing work for you and running your political consulting firm. What does that mean in plain English and layman's terms to the normal human being? And we've got about 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'll go quick. So what it means is basically it becomes your own virtual assistant. Think of all the things that you do over and over again during your day. That's called a workflow. I have to bring this in. I have to decide about it. I have to route it to here, route it to there. I have to create an Excel spreadsheet. I have to write a document. I have to do those kind of things. But it's the same task over and over. So if you create that workflow and you give it rules, it's much like hiring a brand new employee. You onboard a brand new employee. The first month or two, you're going to be very careful with them. You're going to over-explain. You're going to tell them what to do. And then pretty soon, they learn how that process goes, and it becomes automated. I'm doing the exact same thing with just six different AI agents. One's a creative writer, one's a researcher, one's a salesperson, one's a quality control specialist, one is a second brain, so it never forgets anything. And then I have Max, my chief of staff, who runs everything in operations.
So you're basically saying that people can have these AI agents that they can give personalities or names to that will actually do their work for them when they're sleeping, and they never get sick, they never get tired, you don't have to pay Social Security on them, correct?
You're absolutely right. It's fascinating, and it's amazing, and it's wonderful, and it's also a little scary.
Scary.
But it's not, it's not something that you just can build, you know, in 30 minutes. It takes a long time, and you pretty much, we're in the early days of this. You need to find somebody who can invest the amount of time to be able to build an AI agent for you. But once you have it, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
So how do people get in touch with you and learn a little bit more? And boy, you've got a large listening audience. So how do people find out about this, or how do people contact somebody that can help them kind of learn about how to set up their own agents if they want them?
Well, certainly, one of the best things that was ever advice that was given to me was use AI to help you learn about AI. Ask them questions. Ask about OpenClaw. Ask about what that means. How do you install it? How do you build it? How do you do those things? Otherwise, they can reach out to me. PulsePolitical.com is my website. My email is Randall@PulsePolitical.com, and I'm happy to help people with their AI questions.
Randall Thompson, educating us about AI and scaring the hell out of us about AI. Is that pretty good?
Pretty good.
Hey, thank you very much, Randall Thompson from Pulse Communications, talking about AI and how it's shifting us. These tools and these what they call agents are able to do work for us while we're sleeping at incredible fast pace and low cost. Unbelievably incredible and unbelievably scary at the same time. We need to make sure that our society is prepared and educated, and our kids learn about this so that we can find better ways of making sure that everybody has a job. Because this is going to displace a lot of people from their work. You're listening to Rocky Rutschkowski sitting in for Paul W. Smith on WJR. You're listening also to Focus.